This is Endscreen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at Endscreen Media, and today is May 6th, 2021. Smart TV manufacturers are in love with free ad-supported streaming TV, or FAST services as they've come to be known. They are piling on the virtual linear channels and the features to make them as attractive to viewers as possible. Just this week, Vizio announced that it is adding 10 new lifestyle channels to the 40 or so already available through its watch free service on its smart TVs. That includes QVC, Home Shopping Network, People TV, Jack Hanna Channel, and a bunch of others. Samsung TV Plus isn't standing in the wings either. It's announced new channels, it has been expanding to new regions, and it's even adding new TV tech to make it more attractive to advertisers. It is expanding to 10 new regions, totaling 23 in all. Samsung TV Plus is boosting the number of channels. It's adding Loop 4K, Impact Wrestling, PBS Kids, and I think you can expect that there will be a lot more. And as I say, it's boosting its tech. Samsung TV Plus is allowing brands to take over an entire channel with multiple ad units, basically giving it 100% of share of voice on that channel. And any doubts Samsung and Vizio aren't taking this business seriously should be erased, because both took part in IAB's New Fronts, touting what they will be doing for advertisers with their FAST services. So what's the rush to embrace linear TV? Why are streaming manufacturers piling in and looking to get in there so quickly? Well, it boils down to two things: money and margins. First, the money. eMarketer forecasts that in 2021, ad revenue to connected TVs will be $11.5 billion, and next year that will increase to $14.1 billion. And you can bet smart TV OEMs want a piece of that. And the other thing is margins. Basically, margins on hardware stink, and margin on ads are great. Just looking at Roku, for example, Roku sees margins of just 3% on player sales. And now I've got a feeling that margins are a little bit better for smart TVs, but not a lot better, and that's for sure. Maybe on the higher price models, they make better margin, more like 10%, but certainly not on the cheaper sets. Margin on platform sales at Roku, which includes their ads, that's 60+%. So there you go. Huge margin difference between the revenue there. So let's unpack that revenue number from eMarketer a little bit. The company says that half of CTV revenue in 2020 will be actually going to just three companies: Hulu, YouTube, and Roku. They also don't differentiate in how much revenue will go to virtual linear services, like in the FAST services, and how much will go to on-demand viewing, the VOD. So that's a real problem. We need to understand that. But here's the thing: YouTube revenue and Hulu revenue, that's almost 100% on demand. Now, Roku does include some virtual linear revenue in the Roku channel. There are some virtual linear channels there, but there's also a lot of VOD too. So it's not clear how much virtual linear revenue is in eMarketer's $14.1 billion. But just think about this. It thinks that Pluto TV will hit $1 billion next year in ad revenue. So looks like a good proportion of that $14 billion could well be coming from virtual linear services. And that is why TV OEMs are jumping in so much. Now, there are some problems that could limit growth. The experience, I think, of FAST has a long way to go to deliver a quality experience. Users report frequent ad repeats, poor quality with ad delays, stalls, and a lot of empty ad pods. As well, users, when they're buying a TV, they really have no idea what channels are provided. Whether you're buying Samsung or Vizio or LG, really difficult to figure out which channels you're buying. So that makes that, I think that really does limit the appeal of the built-in fast service in these smart TV experiences. So let's look at each of these issues in a little bit more detail. Bloomberg reports that consumers are not happy with the experience. They wrote a piece called "Streaming TV Commercials Are Bewildering, Repetitive, and Growing Like Crazy." And certainly eMarketer would agree with the growing like crazy bit. But they note that one user said that repetitive ads on Hulu and Pluto TV, they drove this user to comment, "So are we all just okay with watching the same 7 commercials on streaming services until we goddamn die?" And this user said that this was limiting the amount he was using those services. He used them more if these repetitions stopped. In our testing, Endscreen Media found that there were frequent repeats, but we also found that the ad experience was pretty poor. In some services, we saw lots of delays for the ad to load. We saw a lot of repeats, and we also saw a lot of messages like "we'll be back in a moment." That tells me that that's an unfilled ad slot. So they're not filling all the slots either. And as I said, figuring out which brands have which channels is just a nightmare. If you're looking at Vizio and Samsung, both of them has Fox News Now, but Samsung also has CBSN, ABC News Live, and others. And both have FilmRise Sci-Fi and Dust, but Vizio adds to that Mystery Science Theater and several horror channels, which is a related genre. So if you're a sci-fi fan, figuring out which to buy is tough. If you're a news fan, that's also tough. This really feels like a situation where if you were buying a TV before streaming, and some TVs got ABC and NBC, and some TVs only got Fox and CBS, it'd be like that, only, I suppose, a lot worse. Now, these problems aside, OEMs are moving on virtual linear and fast very quickly, and they are moving it to the center of their strategy. In Vizio's IPO documentation, which it produced this year, it places its Platform Plus right at the forefront. Now, Platform Plus brings together smart TV OS's SmartCast, the ACR technology, and ad sales and data insights from its brand Inscape. It brings all of that together into one package. And as I say, it places this at the very forefront. So in that IPO documentation, it said, "We believe that Platform Plus will be the key driver of our future margin growth and financial performance." So look, there's lots of Roku envy going on from folks like Vizio and Samsung and others, and who can blame them? Roku transitioned from a low-margin hardware company to a high-margin ad company in about 2 years. So that's an amazing achievement. The question is, can Samsung, Vizio and others do the same? Well, I'm afraid we will have to wait and see if that actually transpires. Now, if you want to learn more about this topic, you can come to the Endscreen Media website. Search for a piece called "Is Vizio the Next Roku?" That'll get you started thinking about this, but there's lots more there that you can find. And oh yeah, keep an eye on the Endscreen Media site, because next month we'll have a free white paper detailing the fast opportunity. This has been Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media. We'll see you again next time.